This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Today in White House budget news, a trio of Trump administration officials schlepped up to Capitol Hill to explain and defend the president's spending plan. Budget Director Mick Mulvaney was there, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin as well. Also, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, who was making her first appearance on the Hill since her not entirely smooth confirmation hearings a number of months ago. The White House wants to cut more than 30 federal education programs, shaving more than 13% off the department's overall budget, the biggest proposed cuts in education since the Reagan years. And therein, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, lies a lesson about presidential budgets and their fates once they get to Congress.
The Trump budget would cut billions of dollars for teacher development, smaller classes, and after-school programs, as well as funding for low-income college students. In today's hearing, Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut called the cuts cruel and inhumane.
And I'm going to fight this budget, Mr. Chairman, with every fiber of my body because it is wrong to do this to our kids.
I have no doubt.
She won't be the only one pushing back.
It is always difficult to cut funding in education because education funding is extremely politically popular.
Michael Petrilli is president of the Fordham Institute and favors a smaller federal role in education. But he says Democrats, independents, and even some Republicans will find it hard to make substantial cuts.
It is very easy for defenders of education spending to say that any education cuts will harm students, that they are heartless. So politicians don't like to put themselves in that situation if they don't have to.
When President Reagan tried to cut education spending by more than 35% in the midst of a recession, Congress actually increased the appropriation. President George W. Bush also met resistance. Michael Hansen with the Brookings Institution says public education has so many stakeholders, including the country's largest workforce and its powerful unions.
There are over 3 million teachers, and they tend to be relatively well engaged with the political process.
And many of the members of Congress voting on the ultimate budget will be up for re-election next year. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.